Hello there, my name is Neil Santgat. I am a program manager working in Azure on the Linux and Scale team. And today, I want to take a look at how to deploy a VM scale set from an ARM template. So first we have the Azure Quick Start repo. And here are the VMSS templates we have, and I want to take a look at this one in particular. As the title says, this is a simple deployment of a virtual machine scale set of Linux VMs behind a load balancer with NAT rules. And the NAT rules enable you to identify a mapping between a port on the public IP of the load balancer to a specific VM so that you could SSH into a specific VM just by hitting the public IP of the load balancer at a specific port. And to take a look at this, let's go into our editor. The type is microsoft.compute/virtual-machine-scale-sets. It takes in a name, a location, and an API version, just like other resources. It depends on a set of storage accounts, and it will also depend on a load balancer and a virtual network to put the virtual machines in. Now, the SKU is where you specify which VM SKU you want. So standard A1 is an example of a name that would go here. You specify the tier, so standard or basic, and then the capacity. And the capacity is where you specify, at least initially, how many VMs you want in the scale set. This could change if you redeploy with a different capacity or you have autoscale rules configured, but this will be the initial capacity at least. You can also specify the upgrade policy, which is manual or automatic. For the time being, I recommend staying with manual. You specify a set of VHD containers where the OS disks for your machines will live. And then in the OS profile, you specify the computer name prefix. So if my prefix is NeilVMSS, then my VMs will have the names NeilVMSS0, NeilVMSS1, etc. And then, of course, you also specify the username and password for a login on those machines. And finally, here in the network configuration, you can specify things like, you know, which subnet you want your machines to go into, and then also these load balancer configurations. And for that, you specify a load balancer backend address pool and an inbound NAT pool in this case. And to see what that looks like, we're just going to scroll up to the load balancer block. And here you can see we are specifying the NAT pools, and we have this front end port range on TCP starting at 50,000, the front end port range ending at 50,099, and the back end port of 22. So this means that if I SSH into the public IP of the load balancer at port 50,000, that will redirect to the 0th VM port 22. And if I hit 50,001, on the load balancer, that will go to the first VM, port 22, etc., all the way up to 50,099. Of course, if you have less machines than 100, then it'll only go up to as many machines as you have. And one other thing to take into account is how you deal with storage accounts. So here you see I'm using this variable called a unique string array. Now, first of all, we recommend that for a scale set of up to 100 VMs, we recommend having 5 storage accounts. We also recommend that the beginnings of the names of those storage accounts are evenly distributed across the alphabet. And so this unique string array that I'm referencing is really just an array of hashes. And by prepending these hashes onto our storage account names, we are ensuring this nice even distribution across the alphabet. So that's just what that's doing there. And then we can scroll up and we'll be able to see how these are being defined. Yes, so right here they're being defined. We're using this unique string function, which is just a hash, and we're passing into it a concatenation of the resource group ID, the deployment name, the storage account suffix, and then an integer. And this just gives us, again, that nice even distribution across the alphabet that gives us the best performance from a storage account perspective. And now we're going to go deploy this. And let's first take a look at what's in this directory. This is the same directory where this file lives. But let's take a look at this azuredeploy.parameters.json file. Here we specify the parameters from the CLI that we want to deploy this deployment with. And so you can see, for instance, I'm calling this VM scale set NeoVMSS, has 5 instance count, admin username Ubuntu, and admin password of password. And so now let's see the actual command to do this. So it's going to be Azure group create. We're going to give it a resource group name of NeoVMSS. We're then going to give it a deployment name of NeoVMSS dep. It's going to have a location of West US. We're going to specify the template file of azuredeploy.json, the one we were looking at earlier. And then with the -e flag, we specify the parameters file that we just took a look at. So we hit enter. And now this will kick off the deployment. It returns immediately, but the stuff is still deploying. Another way we could have done this is if we go back to the GitHub, there's this nice deploy to Azure button. So all we have to do is click this. And it will bring us into the Azure portal. And we're right here, we can edit the parameters for this template and easily deploy this way if you don't want to use the CLI. All right, and then once that is all provisioned, you will be able to SSH into the VM, into a specific VM by hitting SSH-P 50,000 or 50,001, 2, 3, or 4, depending on which VM you want, because I only made 5. Ubuntu, because that's the username, at whatever public IP Azure generated, and you can find that in the Azure portal when it finishes. All right. Thank you very much for watching. I hope you liked this video and that you liked the feature. Thank you very much.